Skip Mancini inviting you to shelve the shopping list, terminate the tree trimming, and give over the gift wrap, at least for a few minutes. Take a break from the holiday rush because it's time for Growing on the High Plains. A cold gray winter can be made a bit easier with a pot of amaryllis added to the mix. Nothing is quite as striking as the saucer-sized blooms that caused the Greeks to give them a name that means splendor. And splendid they are, standing 2 feet tall and blooming red or pink by an icy window at a time when all around is crushed by the cold. With amaryllis, half the fun is in getting there, watching the giant orb release a green tip that shoots straight up like a moon rocket, then explodes in a fiery burst, is a bit like seeing a reverse of the saying, Christmas in July. I first tried my hand at growing these beauties several years ago when I gave in to the spiel of an old Dutch plantsman. He promised multiple dinner plate-sized blooms of exquisite color that would brighten my holidays and cheer the dreary days that follow. Being unable to resist such horticultural hoopla, I bought one of the cantaloupe-sized bulbs and followed my mentor's accompanying instructions, submerging the bottom half of the bulb in moist potting soil in a pot just a teensy bit bigger than its inhabitant. I gave it lots of morning sun and a little water and watched for 4 weeks as it grew like Jack's beanstalk to a height of 2.5 feet. The first bloom stalk opened a week before Thanksgiving, and as the second stalk peeped through the bulb layers, I made my way back to the plantsman and his Dutch windmill. This time I bought an armload of bulbs to give as gifts, but kept one that promised salmon flowers. I potted it up a couple of weeks before Christmas, and though this one was slower on the uptake, how could I complain? The first plant was into its second set of blooms and sending a third stalk forth. My two amaryllis gave me a total of 21 gorgeous blooms before taking a much-deserved rest. They spent the summer in a shady area of the outdoor garden. In September, following the plantsman's advice, I cut them back, repotted them, and brought them in. I gave them a small shot of fertilizer, set them in their sunny window, and got ready for another explosion of holiday cheer. Thus began a gardening routine that has become a seasonal tradition. Those first bulbs served me well, even producing occasional summer blooms and several smaller offspring. One especially busy fall, I procrastinated too long, and they were felled by a hard freeze. Returning to the plantsman for a refill, I found his business shuttered and the Dutch windmill gaunt and still. Since then, I've relied on a variety of sources for amaryllis bulbs, trying some through mail-order catalogs and occasionally rescuing boxed varieties from bargain bins. And though none have seemed to match the size and color of those two early offerings, I still count on a Christmas amaryllis to give me a splash of color and proof that the snow and ice will someday end and that green things will once again rule.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.